This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour here. We're still digging into this FTX situation. Some people are calling it a contagion because a lot of companies were tied in with FTX, a lot of them. And now a lot of people are hurting because they didn't follow the most basic rule of cryptocurrency, and that is not your keys, not your coins.
Yeah.
Meaning that in the world of crypto, you have the ability to control your own coins, your own Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Dash, whatever it is you're into, Monero, whatever it is. If you have the, what they call the private key, that gives you the ability to send those coins. So with every cryptocurrency wallet, there's two pairs of keys. There's the private key and the public key. And the public key you can give to people. You can say, here's my wallet address. And then all the people can do is give you that cryptocurrency to that address, and it appears in your wallet. So giving away the public key, no problem. The private key, you don't want to give that one away. No. Otherwise, it gives anybody access to send your coins. So you keep that very, very private. Keep it to yourself or to anyone who you trust, which, of course, you don't want to trust too many people when it comes to money, especially large amounts of it. But yet people were trusting FTX with large amounts of money. Some people with their life savings.
Oof, Tom Brady.
Well, I don't think he had his life savings on there, but
he $650 million he had into FTX.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Wow. He probably has more than that, but still, that's a lot of money. There's no doubt about it. And then other people, other companies with multiple millions on this particular exchange, and now these companies are freezing their assets, possibly filing bankruptcy. It's an ugly situation. In fact, according to the restructuring CEOs, remember how he said that the bank man, Sam Bankman-Fried, Freed, I don't know how you say it, but anyway, he is no longer the CEO of the company.
Right.
He was replaced when the company filed bankruptcy with this guy named John J. Ray III, who also oversaw Enron's bankruptcy proceedings.
Go figure.
This guy's like an expert, yeah. Right? Like, he's seen some of the stuff. According to the story here at JohnWU.eth on Twitter, he says, this John Ray guy, he says FTX is the worst case of his entire career. Worse than Enron.
Mm-hmm.
Worse than anything.
And what did they do for Enron? You remember what they did to cover that up?
No. Didn't they send somebody to prison?
No, they flew a couple planes into buildings to destroy all the evidence and all the records of Enron. Yeah, and that was, like, what, 2 months later after?
Was it that?
Yeah, I think it was.
Let's go to the phones here. We got Nathan on the line in Pennsylvania watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Nathan.
All right.
Yeah, hi. I heard you talking about Bitcoin, and thought I'd just share my thoughts on that. I'm an investor. I buy stocks. I buy mainly growth stocks, some value stocks, and real estate. And the problem for a lot of investors is with Bitcoin, we just don't see where there's any kind of assets to back it up or any cash flow or profitability.
So we
just don't see that yet. Maybe we're missing something.
Yeah.
Well, I have a good explanation for you on what it is. So Bitcoin is just proof of work, right? So there's people mining it and providing a service to, and that's what's creating its value, is that people can do these confirmations. It seems like, it's obvious that people invested in Bitcoin, which drove the price up. But the value of Bitcoin is the utility to be able to trade amongst each other outside the realm of centralized, banks.
You don't have to ask for permission. You can send value from one person to another across the entire planet in a matter of moments, and you don't have a banker or a government standing in the way and telling you that you can't do it. So that is the value behind Bitcoin, and also the fact that there are thousands of nodes on the Bitcoin network. So it's got decentralization as well, essentially meaning that it cannot be taken down, it cannot be stopped essentially by corrupt governments of the world. The bankers and the governments do not like this technology because it is a threat to them, and so certainly it is being fought against, but it can never be stopped. And so there's that value, the value in the network itself, that allows for what you were saying, Joe, which is to say that people can transmit value from one person to the next. Mm-hmm. Basically, it allows for cutting out of the middleman when it comes to money. And there's value in that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I see your point. I mean, it sounds like a legitimate point. And I think there are some countries out there in the world that have unstable governments. And if the government collapses and they are using something like Bitcoin, they still have a more viable currency. But I still think for investors like ourselves, we just see it as too risky. We buy mutual funds. We buy growth stocks. I'm a Tesla investor, and I like Tesla because they sell cars. They generate great profits. They have tremendous growth. So I'm a believer in growth companies, but Bitcoin is a little bit more difficult for a lot of us to, I guess, buy into and invest in.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It's definitely a new concept. You know, it is when credit cards first hit the scene, a lot of people didn't see the value in those either, right? They didn't understand it. They couldn't understand why somebody would not want to use cash, for instance. So there was a long period of decades where the banks had to convince business owners that credit cards were a useful technology and that they should take them on, even though they involved costs to the business owner and that sort of thing. And then finally, you know, 50 years later, most businesses are willing to accept credit cards. So there's always this sort of adoption problem with new technologies. And of course, Bitcoin doesn't have the problem, or cryptocurrency in general doesn't have the problem of the insane credit card fees. So there's a real incentive to take it on from that perspective. But as you already noted, Nathan, there is the issue with the instability and the uncertainty of the future price of these things, and that is a big challenge.
It is, but I think if two or three of the top Bitcoin companies can have a very good system and they can convince people that it is a good way to send money back and forth and use it as a form of currency, I think it could work at some point. It's just that a lot of us investors we're a little more cautious.
Sure. Yeah, a cautious investor is going to be afraid of Bitcoin, right? It is high risk. The price of a Bitcoin can dramatically change in a 10-minute time frame, let alone over an entire day. But that said, we've also seen tech stocks taking 50, 70, 30-plus percent dives in a day in recent months as well. So, I mean, by no means are those things a sure shot.
If anything, I look at the stock market as much more easily manipulated versus the crypto markets, because you have to have, you know, billions of dollars like Bankman to manipulate. So I like to think that maybe one day this, brick-and-mortar bank will disappear. Citizens Bank will still be there. It's just it won't be people serving you. It's just going to be all digital screens. So, we might have physical location and ATMs to pull, I guess, cash. But the reality is that we're trying to create, and I say we, but like everybody that's in the crypto world that really believes in its principles, the core where it really originated, is that this is going to be the currency. That we are not going to use U.S. dollars. We're not going to use government currencies anymore, because there is something to be more trustworthy about when you know where it's coming from and, you know, the security involved. I don't trust government, FDIC-regulated promissories of my bank. If my bank account got hacked, I don't trust them at all.
That's one reason why I don't want to mess with the stock market, is because it's regulated.
Yes.
It's controlled by the government. You have to ask permission to get in. And you have to ask permission to get out.
Yep.
And then they can do God knows what to you while you're involved.
Who knows how long it takes to pull and from the stocks.
Yeah, but whereas with cryptocurrency, all you have to do is, give somebody some cash, and then they'll give you some cryptocurrency. It doesn't have to be on the books at all. I mean, obviously the government wants you to report it to them.
Right.
But if you don't, and you bought it with cash, they're never going to know about it. So for people that are interested in privacy,
You got to look into the privacy coins like Monero. Those things take what Bitcoin originally did to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
And the technology here is very, very exciting. But, yeah, I agree with you, Nathan. If you're a conservative investor, you want to go for the conservative returns. Cryptocurrency is just too risky, and it may be for the foreseeable future.
Nathan, and I don't want to discourage you from, you know, playing with stocks or whatever, but instead of buying, say, precious metals on the stock exchange, buy physical, because, you know, it's just the same thing as crypto. Not your keys, not your wallet. Well, if you're just owning silver stock,
not your silver.
So make sure you have it physically in your hand.
Nathan, thanks for the call tonight, man. Appreciate hearing from you. Yep, the number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You, of course, can bring up whatever is on your mind. I'll get into this FTX. What they're saying here is making this the worst.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon,
at social.freetalklive.com.
And you can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian and Joa in the studio tonight. We've been talking about the FTX debacle that has been affecting a large chunk of the cryptocurrency industry. We're going to continue with that. But, Joa, you mentioned a moment ago, not your keys, not your coins, not your gold, not your silver, not your gold and silver, right? Like, you have to have these things in your possession.
Yes.
In case something happens to the company that's selling you gold on paper. You don't want to buy that stuff. You want to get the real deal, the physical product, and bullionmax.com/FTL can help you with that. They had sold out of their silver starter kit, but they are back in stock now.
Nice.
So if you missed your chance on this last week, it's back in stock. You got 5 ounces of some of the most desirable silver ounces out there, plus they're thrown in the free gold back.
Nice.
Into this. So you can order yours at employee pricing by going to bullionmax.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. And of course, they got a ton of other products at Bullion Max. Gorgeous gold and silver products from all around the planet. It's an incredible selection. But if you've never had silver before or you've never done business with Bullion Max before, this is one per household.
Yeah.
So you should start with this, the 5-ounce silver starter kit plus the bonus gold back. At bullionmax.com/FTL. Let's go to your phone calls. We got Joe on the line in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live listening online. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, how you doing, Ian? How you doing, Joe?
Good. What's on your mind?
Yeah, let's talk about the hypocrisy of the government here now.
Sure.
With the FTX debacle, right?
Uh-oh. We're losing your cell phone signal, Joe. I don't know if you're indoors or in a bad...
Yeah, how about now?
Sounds clear now. What were you saying?
Okay, his last name is Fry.
That's right.
Now, let's talk about this hypocrisy of the government. Okay. Carolyn Ellison was the original CEO of, the Bitcoin company.
There is no Bitcoin company. No. I just want to clarify.
He's talking about FTX, right?
I mean of FTX.
FTX. FTX. Just for clarification, because a lot of people don't understand this. I was watching a video online last night of some of these guys that I like that do movie reviews. They're great at movie reviews, but they don't know jack about cryptocurrency. And they were saying, isn't the Bitcoin company in profits or something like that? Like, no, there is no company behind Bitcoin. So FTX was a Bitcoin exchange. And I think they were like a futures market or something as well. Anyway, go ahead, Joe. Carolyn, wasn't she the girlfriend?
Carolyn Ellison was the original CEO of FTX. Her father is Glenn Ellison, head of the economic division of MIT.
Mm-hmm.
He appointed Gary Glensler, head of crypto department of MIT. And that's funny, in 2018... Biden nominated Gary to be head of the SEC. So all of this...
Well, wait. 2019 would have been Trump that nominated him.
2018. I'm sorry.
Right, so that would have been Trump.
Okay. I'm sorry. In 2018, he was head of... I'm looking at my notes. He was head of MIT.
Okay.
He was nominated in 2021 by Biden.
Oh, okay, got it.
And now,
got it.
Right, and so he's head of the SEC right now.
Right, so the FCC or the SEC head used to work directly underneath the co-owner of FTX,
father.
This Carolyn Ellison, her father.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's right.
Okay. So we have all that, and also he. What's his name? Donated between $37 and $40 million to the politicians.
That's right, the Democratic Party specifically.
Right. These are called, you know, public officials, and they're lawmakers. They should know the law. This money, as a matter of fact, they all should be prosecuted.
But you're giving reasons why they're not going to be, right? Because he's given money to the Democrats. He's buddies, you know, close friends, basically, with the head of the SEC. I mean, these are all things that are going to get him a pass in the long run. Even if they bring charges against him, they will be very likely insignificant. He'll probably get a slap on the hand, maybe get a sweet plea deal or something like that. And I will be shocked if this guy sees time behind bars.
Yeah, but this is akin to Bernie Madoff with the amount of money that was stolen from people.
Yep, that's true.
I mean, he should go to jail for as long as Bernie Madoff did.
Yeah, and they did put Bernie Madoff away for multiple life sentences, didn't they?
Yes.
Yep. And these lawmakers should have known this, and they had the crypto. They should be forced to give it back. They should be prosecuted if they're prosecuting some poor guy in New Hampshire.
I agree with that.
Yeah, but I am not a fan of the system, and Bankman was their cheerleader.
I made a joke, Joe, that... You know, I made a little like deep fake video, and it's a guy, I forget his name, from Talladega Nights, right? I made him say, "Oh, we're not going to arrest the bank man. He was just trying to start World War III, right?" And like, and I was also referring to Ian Freeman that the reason why he got started into Bitcoin because Bitcoin's not bombs, and we didn't want to go to war. We're using a currency that does not promote war.
Correct.
That was the original purpose. So you know, guess what they had to do? They had to twist it on us, right?
Yeah. Fried, he donated, there was a fund set up for donation money for Ukraine and stuff like that.
Yes.
And that also got funneled in for weapons to the Ukraine. Come on now.
Yeah, aidforukraine.com, I believe, is the website.
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, I think all these lawmakers should be prosecuted before the guy in New Hampshire because they sound better.
Yeah, but they're not gonna punish themselves, obviously.
Right.
Well, they should be, and the people should rise up and say, "Hey, the guy in New Hampshire should be let go. Punish the people who."
Well, thank you, Joe. That is very kind.
They still have the damn money.
Well, that's the question: is do they have the money, or has it been spent on something?
It's gone.
Or did he funnel it somewhere secret? You know, who knows?
Oh, there you go. More crimes by the lawmakers. Oh.
Thank you, Joe. Good call, man. I appreciate the kind words, and thank you for calling in here tonight.
FTX took Tom Brady's assets, and they deflated it.
Sure did. That's a football joke.
Ah, got you.
So here's a little bit more on this FTX debacle. This is from John J. Ray III. He oversaw the Enron bankruptcy proceedings, and he says this is the worst case he has ever seen in his career. So he's had a chance to look over all the numbers, right? Like he's dug through the whatever financials they had. Quote, "Never in my career have I seen such a complete failure of corporate controls and such a complete absence of trustworthy financial information as occurred here. From compromised systems integrity and faulty regulatory oversight abroad to the concentration of control in the hands of a very small group of inexperienced, unsophisticated, and potentially compromised individuals, this situation is unprecedented." The number here, 603-283-6160, that's 603-283-6160. We'll get into some of the details on how ugly this really was. And, of course, people on the outside had no idea. They thought this guy was on the up and up. And then he...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More people are planning to travel over the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA is projecting over 54 million Americans will be traveling 50 miles or more during the holiday period. That's the third busiest of all time. 49 million who are traveling will be driving. The busiest days are expected to be the Wednesday before Thanksgiving and the Sunday after. Poland continues to investigate the missile that landed near its border with Ukraine earlier this week. Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh is assuring U.S. support for Poland's probe, but is also saying the United States isn't increasing its troops in the country.
We have offered our support to Poland as they conduct this investigation, but in terms of force posture, troop movements, anything like that, nothing has changed in terms of our posture within Poland.
This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live, the phones are open. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to Chris LaRue, who is a Free Talk Live supporter of our AMPS program. He's a diamond level, which means he's contributing something like 10 times what we ask for. We ask for $5 a month.
Nice.
So thank you, Chris, for helping us out. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way to help Free Talk Live with what we do here, with our mission to spread the ideas of liberty and peace and cryptocurrency and things like that 7 nights a week here on broadcast radio and online, of course. And Chris is getting access to things like the Ample and the podcast, which has the full radio show archive minus any recorded ads. Those are not in that podcast. So it really makes it easy to consume, but it is still 2 hours a night. So if you want that full radio show experience, that's the way to do it.
Thanks, Blake.
It's Chris. Chris LaRue.
Wait, who's doing the...
Oh, you think of Riley.
Riley.
His last name is Blake.
Oh, Riley Blake. Yeah, Riley Blake.
Yeah, he's doing the editing for the digest, which is what you get on our website at feeds.freetalklive.com. Anybody can subscribe to that podcast.
Yes.
But if you want, the digest is usually around an hour. If you want the full radio show without any edits except to remove commercials, you should sign up for the AMPS program, as Chris has done. Gotcha. AMPS.freetalklive.com. You can join it there and get some perks like Chris Scott over at AMPS.freetalklive.com. And remember, you don't have to go the level Chris did. We're only asking $5 a month. So check it out at AMPS.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the FTX situation here. Just keeps getting uglier as even more information is revealed. And now the current CEO, basically the guy that was assigned to CEO by the bankruptcy situation, is John J. Ray III, who apparently was the guy that also handled the Enron proceedings. He says this is the worst, he says, in his entire career. It is unprecedented, the level of failures and the situation that he's been digging into here over the past some days that he's been in charge of this thing. So
I don't know if there's any real failures. They did exactly what they wanted to do. There's all no fails. The only fail was the people investing their money into their company.
True. Right. What you're saying, Joey, is that this was a plan from the beginning.
Absolutely.
By FTX to essentially scam people out of billions of dollars.
Hey.
And make it look like they were some, you know, altruistic people.
Sam Bankman did not care about crypto. What he cared about was investing in profits. That's all he cared about. And he's not one to prop up crypto as like a savior like everyone else has been doing over these years, like in a savior in a sense of currency exchange, right? He didn't care about that at all. He showed, if anything, he showed all the vulnerabilities all at once and showed that, you know, we cannot trust these exchanges. And
yep.
some young guys, not age discriminating, but he's a young guy that had no clue
no
how to... Right.
No
and like,
experience.
You guys put too much faith in this guy.
And now, and, you know, I do have to wonder if he is just delusional.
The patsy.
Right? You think he's a patsy?
They put him in. They put him in a position where they could be a fall guy, and he's going to get a slap on the wrist because his parents are regulators.
Well, his parents are connected with the regulators.
It's enough.
I'm not
it's
sure
enough.
They actually are. His dad's a professor or something like that. But his dad argues for taxation. His dad wants to see more people paying taxes. And SBF, Bankman here, the guy that was running the exchange, he was constantly arguing for regulation. And so they're going to use this as the excuse to call for more regulation.
He's like, hey, stop me. Hey, why don't you try and stop me? And that's kind of like what he's saying at the same time while he's doing these horrible things. But
some of the things he's said makes one wonder if this guy is just really delusional and crazy. So, for instance, he said in an interview with a reporter at Vox, the left-leaning website, he said his biggest regret is that he filed for bankruptcy. Now, we mentioned that earlier, but what he actually says in this conversation, here's what he said in the text messages. He says, I effed up big, multiple times. You know what was maybe my biggest single F-up? And the reporter says, oh? And he says, the one thing everyone told me to do, everything would be 70% fixed right now if I hadn't, he says. And the reporter says, I'm trying to guess, but I have no idea. And Sam says, chapter 11. Does he believe that he could have somehow fixed this situation in a week's time or in years' time had he just not filed bankruptcy? Or does he just want people to believe that? How crazy
is he? This
is
his attempt. This is his formula to try to fix it for
real.
But
he can't. He can't fix it.
I know.
He's out.
That's why he's literally threatening the world with the second pandemic.
But he's not.
I mean, it's
that's
pseudo.
Just mainstream media.
I know, but it's pseudo. It's pseudo.
That's
him
just
the,
that's
saying
what
it.
You're talking about is a mainstream. I don't think I've seen anything of him saying.
No,
that.
No. But
that's
what I'm
the
saying
mainstream
is,
media.
Like, I know, but it's all kind of all connected, and it's the mainstream media is propping him up.
They are doing that
yes.
for sure.
Yeah,
for sure.
And like, he knew that this was going to happen. He knew that they were going to be on his side, and because he's been shaking their hands
and giving them money. In some cases.
And, yeah, apparently. Doing all the proper interviews that make everything sound beautiful and wonderful. You know, he's vegan, you know.
The guy, yeah, I heard that. He's also not skinny like a lot of vegans are either, which is weird. But anyway, the bankruptcy guy identified four business silos within FTX. And I presume a silo is a term for where they keep money.
Secure holding area or something.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he names the different silos and which businesses they're associated with. And then he goes on to say that I understand that many entities, for example, never had board meetings. The FTX group did not maintain centralized control of its cash. They didn't even keep a running list of all of their bank accounts. He says further that he doesn't even trust the financials that he was given because they were done by Sam Bankman. So he doesn't even know if what he's looking at is in any way, shape, or form accurate or true, because this guy can't be trusted at all.
Maybe that's what they can get him for, is setting up fake bank accounts, you know?
They could try that. According to this, Human Resources was failing. The entire FTX group didn't even have any employee management. They could not furnish a simple list of employees.
Jeez.
They could not furnish the terms of the agreements of the employees, presuming they have them, and each employee's current status. They didn't have any information about that. Employees were paid through online chat, and managers, quote, approved disbursements by responding with personalized emojis. Further.
So they use code emojis?
Apparently so.
What?
Further, the SBF, a.k.a. Bankman, and his partner Gary Wang controlled all of their assets personally, the FTX assets, using a group email account to share private keys, software to conceal the misuse of customer funds, and according to this, they didn't keep any appropriate books or records or security controls with respect to its digital assets.
It didn't seem like they were very safe about what they were doing.
No, not at
all. In the sense of other people's stuff, you know?
An unsecured group email account. Email, by its nature, is completely sent in the clear over all kinds of servers that are not your own server.
They're doing it on some purpose. They're like, I think like they're leaving everything open-doored so that hackers can come in so they can blame it on somebody else.
Mm.
Like the $100 million supposedly they lost, too, you know?
The secret exemption of Alameda from certain aspects of FTX.com's auto liquidation protocol. Alameda was their other company, the investments company, where they apparently were funneling money over that should not have been there, that kind of thing. Theories that Alameda was liquidation exempt on FTX seem to be confirmed by Ray's initial investigation. He notes that $372 million in unauthorized transfers happened on the petition date. So remember what I told you earlier, that at the time they filed for the bankruptcy, that night, $372 million worth of cryptocurrency was removed from the supposedly locked down wallets. This was like
that's scary.
Basically what they had left, essentially. And then $300 million in FTT tokens, which was the token for the FTX exchange, were also minted after the petition date by an unauthorized source.
So they just created a whole bunch of FTT out of nowhere.
That's right, and then probably sold it on exchanges.
Right, up to the unwary.
Mm-hmm. The number here, if you want to join the show, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can share your thoughts on the FTX contagion, as it's being called. Plus, Starbucks is having a strike right now in over 100.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I use an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Show here. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. 603-283-6160. We're talking about the FTX bankruptcy being looked at by the head of the company now, the man that came from the outside to process the bankruptcy. He's been looking at the financials, which he says are an absolute mess. He says this is the worst situation he has encountered, worse than Enron, which he also handled years ago. With you tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Joa.
Don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. One of those features is our podcast. We mentioned it just a few moments ago. You get the daily digest of Free Talk Live every single day, and you can do that through feeds.freetalklive.com. Just head over to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find our podcast there, and also links to some of the platforms like iHeartMedia, Spotify, those sorts of things where you can easily find Free Talk Live. We're already on those sites. So all those links are available for you at feeds.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything. We have Tom on the line in West Virginia. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, I just had a little feel-good story about I took a little walk to the dollar store up the street, and there was a woman up there's a little hangout.
Wait, hold on. Do you guys still have dollar stores? Because around here, they're now $1.25 trees.
Well, the Dollar Tree went up. Yeah, we've got the Dollar General and the Family Dollar, but
right.
There's nothing left really for a dollar.
Right. Okay, I just wanted to clarify. I didn't know if there were such things anymore. Go ahead with the story.
So there's a little convenience store, gas station, hangout sort of place up here on 10 minutes from downtown and a mile from the state capitol.
Okay.
And so there's a woman, real nice woman up there. She was giving away. She had a whole cart full, those little pull carts. I call them grandma carts people pull around, full of chicken sandwiches.
Mm.
And I don't really need anything. She had so many. I took one, ate it on the way home. But
nice.
She was real friendly and, you know, talking to people and just a really good atmosphere and, what do you call it, countenance she was giving off and all that stuff. I just thought I'd throw it out there for the listeners.
Was it a good chicken sandwich?
Yeah.
I guess it does matter in the situation.
It does matter, yeah, absolutely. So you'd buy a chicken sandwich from this lady again, is what you're saying.
Well, you got it for free.
Sure.
You got it for free? Or?
Oh, yeah. She was just giving
them away. Oh, she was giving them away.
Oh. It's a feel-good story.
I would have felt good paying for a chicken sandwich from a nice lady just on the streets. Yeah, I mean, like, now, do you think she had a license to give away those chicken sandwiches?
Oh, no. No.
That makes me feel even better.
Yeah.
Yeah, knowing that it was unlicensed, a charitable thing that she didn't ask permission from the government to do that warms my heart. Thanks for sharing it, Tom. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, I had been meaning to kind of I love this Sarah caller from Albuquerque.
Well, some people really have strong feelings about Sarah. People either hate her. Or they love her. I've never met anybody that's sort of like wishy-washy about Sarah. You know?
Really? She's the best. Love her.
All right. Well, stay tuned because I'm sure she'll be calling tonight.
Don't worry, she's not listening.
Thank you. No, she never listens. So yeah, she can't hear your compliments. But thank you,
really?
Tom. She's just a caller. She knows she can call this radio show and get on the air, and a lot of shows won't let her on the air. So she just makes a point of calling regularly, even though she actually never listens to the show. Oh, that's not true. There were times when we were on the air in Albuquerque, and she did find us on the radio there. So, and we are, by the way, on... more than once. We're on in Albuquerque on Kiva on Sunday evening, but we're not on tonight. Thanks for the call, Tom. I appreciate it, man. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. So, again, we were telling you that this situation with FTX is worse than the Enron situation. This, according to the guy assigned to administrate this case, he says he's never seen anything like this. This is an unprecedented situation. It is an absolute disaster from a financial perspective.
Yeah, I just want to remind people, I'm looking at the FTT charts here.
FTT was the token, crypto token that FTX created.
Correct.
And then it was worth, I think you said, $30 billion before the fall of FTX.
Don't quote me on that. But they have a market cap of $520 million.
Now they do.
Yes, because they flooded it recently. Right.
Well, and it also went from $25 per token to like $2 and then down to $150 or something.
Like overnight, guys, from November 5th, okay, and it started to go down at November 7th, and then November 8th is the big crash. And then for 2 days, it went from $22, $23 down to... Jeez, $5, and now it's at $1.59.
Wow.
Oof.
Still too high.
Oh, should be zero. Should be flat.
It shouldn't be worth more than 10 cents.
You know, this is people's desperate chance to get anything out of it.
They're hoping it's going to come back.
Yeah. And it might pump a little bit, but my guess is that it's going to have to flatten out. We can't give these people our respect anymore.
No, I mean, FTX has no future. I mean, the odds that this thing is ever going to recover seem to be next to zero.
Well... He's got connections. He could pass a law. He can get a law passed that just opens him right back up.
Well, I mean, he's got connections, but those can only carry you so far. I mean, you can't be seen as an international level thief. And
right.
Even though the politicians themselves are international level thieves, they're way more successful at it than Bankman was.
Right. We need the petition to get his name changed.
So
he's jailman.
He's going to be on the outs with these guys. They're gonna take his $40 million that he donated. They're not giving that back, right?
Right.
Like if they actually wanted to quote unquote help people, they would give that money, and then that money would be returned to the customers of FTX. But that's not going to happen. And the politicians are going to take that $40 million, and then they're going to disavow Bankman. They're going to say that, oh, well, we didn't know. We had no idea. And this Bankman is the reason why we need to regulate. We need regulations. And the thing is, it's not just going to be the politicians that are calling for it. According to a full-page advertisement in the Wall Street Journal by Coinbase, one of the largest cryptocurrency exchanges also on the planet, and certainly within the United States, they say after paragraphs of talking about trust and how, you know, trust is, you know, you can't trust anybody, but Coinbase is in the U.S.
Yeah,
they're,
right.
They're regulated and this and that. They say at the very end, they say it's time to establish a regulatory framework that will make this future possible. Talking about a decentralized system where you don't have to trust Coinbase or any other institution. They say that's the promise of crypto. The only thing you need to trust is the math. Everything is transparent, immutable, and verifiable to all. But the thing is, Coinbase, you don't get to regulate a decentralized system. That's the whole point
right.
of why it was created.
Mm-hmm.
You, Coinbase, are a centralized system.
Right.
You are not part of decentralization. As much as you want people to believe you are, you're not part of it.
So are you saying you're in favor of these laws being passed because it doesn't matter because they're centralized?
Oh, no, I'm against them, completely against them, because the laws and the regulations that they're probably going to try to pass when it comes to crypto are going to make it harder for people to get crypto.
Right, because essentially the government wants to KYC everyone going into it.
And they already
into any
are.
Sort of investing.
For the most part, they already are.
Yeah.
I mean, every single crypto exchange has Know Your Customer. By the way, another point about this whole FTX thing that somebody made online, I wish I could give credit to this person because this was a brilliant point. If these people were indeed criminals from the beginning and they weren't just totally incompetent kids that were high on drugs all the time and
yeah.
just playing with other people's money, right? Like
right.
it's one or the other, right? Like they are totally incompetent screwballs.
Or nefarious
or
to begin with.
They plotted this from the very beginning. So if they were actually plotting this from the very beginning, they are criminally intended kind of people. How many millions or hundreds of thousands or whatever, how many customers' identities do they now have? How many passports?
Yeah.
How many driver's license? How many social security numbers? How many identities have they been able to put into a database?
That's scary.
And then use for God knows what purpose?
They could just sell your information, read the
sure,
fine print.
Market if they want
yeah.
to. There's plenty of people who would be very interested in acquiring 100,000 passports.
Remember, they're in the Bahamas, right?
They are.
Just do whatever they want with your information, guys.
So that's the really scary thing. Whenever you do a Know Your Customer, you are trusting
yes.
this person who you don't know.
Oh, well, they're regulated.
Right.
And this is the big bag about KYCing that the government wants, mm-hmm. is that not only are you putting all your personal information out there, they don't have a good way to secure that personal information.
No.
So you're being vulnerable because of the law if they want to pass it.
There's more coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-6160. You can join the show. Hour number 3 is on the way. Here, it's Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.